Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
As Chicago brings us back 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. NAM.org, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. That's our good buddy Chad Moutre's website. Chad is a 13-year member of my Brain Trust, the chief economist over there at NAM, and the purveyor of the outstanding NAM Manufacturers Outlook Survey. Chad, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us some more about some of the internals on this survey that you found. Last segment, folks, he pointed out that the sentiment is, the outlook is down from last quarter. They're 12 points below the average, the benchmark. The outlook index is down almost 20% from the baseline. These are not good times and I'm reading some of the sentiments here. Chad, these are some quotes, folks, from the members. Business is just flat. We have to keep full employment to keep the company working correctly. Election year jitters and hesitations from our customers. How about that, Chad? Not just me, from me, the business owner, but from our customers. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, and you see that in a lot of other surveys too, not just ours. But
yeah,
we talked about NFIB earlier, but regional Fed.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of anxieties out there right now. Trade is part of it, and I know we've talked about this on this show as well. One of the things, when you look at those companies that are more optimistic about trade, they're more optimistic in their outlook.
But let me ask,
part of that, and we've talked about this before, the dollar's appreciated, 20% almost.
That's hurt exports
over the last 2 years.
But,
and so that's,
but we've
that's
got
a pretty
two,
big hit.
We got two candidates. It just looks like either way we go, we're going to be more protectionist in America.
Well, we were very frustrated by the whole trade conversation, and
yeah.
I think one of the things that we continue to say is that as a business community, we need to get out there and talk more about why trade matters. That line worker on the factory in Ohio wouldn't have his or her job if it weren't for trade,
right?
Or export. We need to tell that story a little bit more strongly.
Well,
and exports have gone up, not down. Manufacturing is not dead because of NAFTA or other trade agreements.
Right, that's exactly right. And I agree with Mr. Trump about this, though. We do have to do a better job of negotiating for ourselves for these trade deals. I do believe that our negotiators for our trade deals and for anything that we do, the people that we send over there, they're not good negotiators. They basically give things away, and I agree with him about that. We should play a little harder ball on this.
Well, we definitely need fair trade,
that's right.
And certainly I think the Trump message resonates with a lot of average line average Americans, and I think that part of it is definitely
but
true.
But when he talks about bringing the jobs back from Mexico,
yeah.
Those jobs that went to Mexico aren't even in Mexico anymore.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to go out and find factories that have closed and find scapegoating. I think the reality is that we need to, as I said earlier, really talk about the benefits of exports. Talk about how workers in manufacturing plants who the products that they sell export make more money.
Right.
And all of those things I think are really kind of lost in the debate.
Here's another thing that's lost, Tad. More manufacturing jobs have been lost in the world in the last 15 years because of technology than
yes.
because of any kind of globalization. And what these guys ought to be talking about is how are we going to retrain our workers for 21st
yes.
century manufacturing jobs?
Yeah, amen. We definitely agree with that. There was a Ball State study that came out earlier this year that said, since 2000, 87% of the jobs lost were from productivity. So,
yeah,
technology, as manufacturing has become more lean, as quality has continued to go up, worldwide manufacturing employment is down. Manufacturing is changing as a sector, and I think that really, a lot that speaks more about what's happening in terms of employment than anything else. The reality is, output is at an all-time high. Exports were at an all-time high prior to where the dollar has really kind of pushed back on that a little bit. And so we make more and produce more than we ever have. And
here's one good piece of your information that may be good. Inventories are down. So with inventories down, if we get any kind of a breath of opportunity, that should create a little bit of economic energy, shouldn't it, as people ramp back up a little bit?
That's right. With stockpiles so low, if demand picks up, you have really no choice but to pick up production.
Yeah.
And so that's obviously
That churns through the economy.
That's obviously a nice positive if you're going to put a happy face on really inventories have been down for several surveys in a row now. So
well, and if you and you don't remember this, you're too young to remember this, Chad, but you probably studied about it. back in the day, one of the major, in fact, probably the major bollockser of the economy in creating recessions was bloated inventories.
I do remember that. and you're right. Inventories have been low for a long time. And I think as much as anything, number one, the inventories are low because of the more of the just-in-time, people are
That's
keeping
it.
Inventories low for that reason. But there's also that economic anxiety that we talked about earlier. I think companies are nervous about keeping too much stockpile on hand because they're really worried about the customer. They're worried about demand. That's also impacting capital spending. We asked some questions this time. As you know, capital spending has been a drag on GDP for three straight quarters.
Yep.
And so we asked, what's happening with you? The storyline there was pretty simple. A large part of why capital spending is down is because, 46.6% said they had not spent because demand was down.
That's exactly right. But I'll tell you, the most disquieting thing for me, the most upsetting thing for me about your whole report is this small business sector part. Part of the responses from your small business manufacturers, much worse than the big guys. That's very troubling. We come back. I'm going to ask Chad to tell us what he thinks about how the overtime rules are going to affect his sector. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.